بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
University in Shiraz means the cradle of knowledge, the source of knowledge, a base within another base. Also, there are so many students and university professors that are present in this gathering. You have turned this gathering into a scientific, political, and social arena. In gatherings where we have young people gathering together, particularly in gatherings where we have students, we have the presence of students. I have the feeling of being a young man myself. And all people have the same feeling when they go to a place where there are so many young people. They have the feeling of becoming young again. Regarding, it's been said that less work is being done for supporting the elites. You should bear in mind that the organizational and administrative mechanisms play an important role in different arenas. And I do not mean the long process, bureaucratic process, but what I mean is the presence of a responsible official and a place for contemplation. This is something that has been implemented at the level of the vice presidency. A prominent university professor is performing this task, and like the time when I was a young man myself, I can hear you just asking for the swift implementation of the plan. Of course, you cannot implement every plan in a swift manner. This depends on the nature of the function. If in certain cases, if you implement a plan very swiftly, that would create certain difficulties. So you should move forward in congruity with the nature of the task you intend to perform. The representative of the students, Basij, mentioned a point that was related to some demands, that is the Iranian Islamic model of progress that he mentioned, and he was asking to what extent we have made progress in this regard. The Students' Research Center that was proposed is a good proposal, and the officials of the Ministry of Science and Higher Education can look into the case, and this is a good proposal, and the students, if they have sufficient time, they can carry out certain activities in a place known as a research center, and this is a good proposal that we can follow up. Reference was made to the capability for decision making. It's good to be capable of actually making decisions. This is something different from adopting decisions. If this is our experience, that making decisions can somehow create certain difficulties. In other words, what I mean is that let the students to actually make decisions rather than adopting decisions. Let the adoption of decisions must be made by an individual who can be held accountable. So don't go after adopting decisions for implementation in a university. This is not to the benefit of the student or that measure, that particular measure or action. So you should go after making a decision. When I spoke about the issue of the software movement, I put forth the subject while I was addressing the students. I had not spoken with the then president or the or other officials or even the university professors. I put forth this notion at in Amir Kabir University. So this has turned into a demand, has turned into a public demand by all universities. And actually, I see that even university deans, faculty deans are actually seeking to implement this idea, that is making decisions, and this would actually make the officials, the relevant officials, to implement the plans. A female student also mentioned a point. She was a PhD student. In fact, she was a medical student defending the students of basic sciences. And that is true. Paying more attention to the basic sciences is one of the recommendations I've offered to the officials. In fact, the basic sciences is like the resource, and the applied sciences is like are like the money you spend, you have in your pocket and you spend. So you are in need of the basic sciences in order to support the applied sciences. In fact, what I can further mention is that students must not adopt an approach based on their discipline, their field of study, and so on. This medical student was defending the students of basic sciences, and this was an important point to consider. The Islamic Association of Students of Shiraz, the person representing the association, mentioned important points. You're saying that we are chanting the slogan of justice, and the student is actually taken, and the person who has harmed the administration of justice is not actually questioned. You should not actually avoid, you should not avoid calling for the administration of justice. I support the implementation of justice with all my might. There may be some violations, but you should shout the slogan of seeking justice when you actually mention a clear example, you may be mistaken. There are some cases, not the students, not among the students, the different social groups, they focus on a particular instance in the name. Well, I've said that those who are aware of the law and they violate the law, these are dangerous people. If a person accuses someone else of slandering, if such a slander, if there has been the slander, there is the law obliging the take action in accordance with the law. So you should not mention a particular instance. So you should hoist the flag of the administration of justice in the society. In this way, you will be motivated and progress would be made. You are faithful young men. You are faithful young people. You should rely on God Almighty. And we have hope in the young people in this country.
همشهری شما که ازش شعر هم خوندید میگه وفا کشید.
You should go after achieving your goal, and you should not lose your motivation.
همین مطلب رو
Well, some other points were mentioned by the representative of the Islamic societies, and what I'm saying is actually what I really mean and what I really believe in. So we have learned that one should have patience. You are young people and you do not have much patience. Everything is good about young people except their impatience. Of course, there's no way for somehow tackling this problem, but what I'm saying is that with the help of God Almighty, all the slogans we are chanting and all the mottos we are chanting will be will be implemented in this country. Well, I want to elaborate and explain in detail about the point I earlier mentioned while addressing the public. That is the general approach towards the revolution. We are on the threshold of entering the fourth decade of the revolution. Nearly 30 years have passed since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. in such a period of time, a glance at a major event such as the victory of the Islamic Revolution will bring about a sort of judgment about the performance of the revolution. Of course, there's no doubt that this revolution is a young revolution, and the revolution enjoys a great deal of potentials. But if you take a look back at the past 30 years, one would think about a judgment about the performance. So we should not make a wrong judgment. A proper judgment would be feasible only through adopting a proper approach. Of course, due to the warm weather we are experiencing, I do not want to go into detail. What I'm saying is cannot be compared to the verses of the Holy Quran. In fact, what I'm saying are just subjects that I'm sure that are going to be discussed among students. I won't draw a conclusion at the end of my speech. I want you to draw this conclusion. You can draw the conclusion while discussing the subjects. If we adopt a general approach towards the revolution and the formation of the Islamic Republic system, you see that by just not taking into account the details and the minor events, you may actually come across a mistake in analyzing the developments. In fact, one should take into account different chapters in the history of the revolution. So, one should take into account the need for taking into consideration the details of the events. Now, the first question is, what was the goal pursued by the revolution? The goal of the revolution was to create a country enjoying freedom, independence, and a country where people act on the basis of religious values, where people enjoy welfare, and making progress in different fields such as science and other arenas. And this is actually a race among human beings. Human beings have been engaged in a competition for acquiring knowledge and so on. And our country enjoys freedom, but not just social freedom. Of course, social freedom is an important part of freedom. We have social freedom and also a sort of freedom which is tantamount to the protection of the country in the face of bullying policies, free from any foreign pressure. also being free from foreign domination, and also spiritual freedom, which would bring about salvation for human beings and would contribute to human perfection. And this is the sublime goal we are pursuing. And all these measures pave the way for human perfection. Now, how were these features formulated? I can tell you that these features and characteristics of the revolution were formulated due to the Islamic nature of the revolution. A person who thinks that Islam merely focuses on the spiritual aspects of life and enjoys a particular aspect of spirituality and doesn't pay attention to materialistic issues, such a person has not properly realized Islam. In fact, Islam takes into consideration all aspects of human life, both issues related to worldly affairs such as justice, security, welfare, and wealth, and freedom. These are worldly affairs. And Islam also takes into consideration issues related to the hereafter, such as virtue, salvation, and spiritual perfection. A verse from the Holy Quran has referred to the very same issue. When there is faith and virtue, you would enjoy divine blessings. That is getting closer to God. And the angels pray to God for forgiving his servants. And divine blessings would encompass all worldly affairs, that is, security, welfare, justice, and health. If there's faith and virtue, you would enjoy divine blessings. So when we say the Islamic Revolution, this is what the revolution means. So we intended to build a country with the set features and characteristics. In fact, Iran is considered as a model for Islamic societies and other human societies as well. We wanted to create such a society the people of Iran. The people of Iran wanted to create such a society. And actually turn this country into a role model before human societies. This is something considered favorable by Islam. At the time of the revolutionary campaigns and resistance, it was said that such a campaign is of no use. We were told that such a campaign was of no use, but the revolution wanted to prove that such a model can be implemented and can be created. And you see that we have managed to create such a model. And today and in the future, we will pursue the very same goal. We are not living in a vacuum. We are facing realities in the world. So, the realities can both help us or at the same time demotivate us from achieving our goals. If there were no impediments, probably within 5 or 10 years, the goals and objectives would have been materialized, but there are impediments that you face. Basically, the existence of impediments is something that would add to the value of your efforts, and what you do is called jihad. Now, we had two types of impediments, the internal and external obstacles. Speaking of internal impediments, I can refer to the impediments the people face, such as shortcomings, mental and rational points of weakness, seeking too much comfort, to be simple-minded. These are some of the impediments. And of course, our assessments must be in congruity with the realities on the ground. Also, you should actually, another point I wish to mention is people trying to avoid facing challenges. What we should take into account is taking the right step in the right direction. You should save yourself from a tragedy, a catastrophe, and that is like saving yourself from perpetrating sins. Also, to consider as an obscene act to face the challenges and problems. These are the shortcomings. Also, I can refer to the way that the historical costumes and you young people may not have a clear picture of the historical developments. You see that today that you have the potentials and you have the confidence to make efforts and make further scientific progress. You consider yourself as being capable of doing everything, and you did not have the same approach at the outset of the revolution. At that time, when people were asked to manufacture something, to produce something, they said, "We cannot." And today, you see that today people consider themselves as being capable of doing what they want to do and make progress, giving into bullying policies and also becoming indifferent to corruption. In other words, prior to the revolution, people were told that the Shah or the minister or the official had committed an act of corruption. The people were not surprised. They knew that the Shah and the Shah's officials committed corrupt actions, and the people had become indifferent. So these were the internal impediments, and after the victory of the revolution, we wanted to achieve our goals despite the existence of such shortcomings. Of course, it was possible to eliminate such shortcomings, and many of these shortcomings were eliminated in the course of time. So in Islamic campaigns, it is very important to delineate the realities. So it's important to delineate the realities and also publicizing these realities. These are of great significance in Islam. Contrary to the Marxist school of thought that prevailed at that time and believed that a campaign is a tradition and it will be materialized regardless of the people's will. And they believe that there's no need for delineating the realities. In 1349 Iranian calendar, there was a young man from Mashhad, and he was an affiliate of a communist group. He met with me, and he explained that about the activities they wanted to carry out, and I told him that you should inform the people about your activities, and he said that is an Islamic methodology. Yes, this is the Islamic methodology that calls for delineation of realities, and such delineations actually helped the revolution to become victorious and of course there are some issues we have to overcome, such as the culture of consumerism. These are something we have inherited from the past, and this is a legacy from the past, and actually eliminate consumerism, the culture of consumerism. This is something we should overcome through unity. Of course, IRIB, radio and television, has a role to play in this regard. O God, I pray to you for success and prosperity of the young people and the nation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.